What could you construct if you could build things one atom at a time? The answer is anything. Today, we use a process that nanotechnology theorists would call bulk processing. We start with large clumps of molecules like grains of sand or chunks of ore that contain the materials we need and try to separate out those substances. But this method is crude, like picking up grains of rice with a bulldozer, so nothing is ever truly refined to purity. But what if we could build a minuscule 10-nanometer machine to do processing for us? Gibson grabbed his duffel bag and stumbled, cursing as he crossed the threshold into his new Tokyo living quarters. The reservations clerk had cautioned him that the rooms were for sleeping only. Standing now in a white room so narrow that he could touch both walls with his hands, he understood the warning. Every room in the place could be sealed, but waiting for rescue in this cube for weeks on end would be worse than decompression in space. Well, he decided, as he unpacked his gear and laid it out on the bed, he'd have to make the best of it. Bioinformatics, not to be confused with computational biology, refers to the development and advancement of the means used to analyze biological data. Methods of analysis may include the use of algorithms or statistical models to analyze large volumes of biological data generated during the processes of gene sequencing, gene expression, protein structure alignment and predictions, and other complex biological processes. Early tools in the field of bioinformatics consisted mostly of task-specific software developed to handle datasets generated within a single research project. Hi, this is Kurt Harpold, and thanks for listening.